Hi, this is Steve Durr, and I'm glad you joined me today. We're about to go on a journey together, and this journey will take us through the book of Exodus in the Bible. And our greatest desire is that each of us would encounter God along the way. Have you ever read the book of Exodus? It's a powerful story that's become more than just a mere story. It's become a defining symbol. This story shapes the imagination and identity of God's chosen people, Israel. And I believe that God can use this story to shape us as well. For those new to the book of Exodus, let me give a brief introduction. Exodus is the second book of the Bible, right after the book of beginnings, called Genesis. The book of Exodus doesn't stand alone as some separate book with a completely different story. It's linked closely with the book before it, Genesis, and the books that follow it. In fact, the first word in Exodus in the original Hebrew language in which it's written in, the very first word is and. So what? Well, this means it's a continuation of the story God has told us already from Genesis. So we better briefly remember part of the story in Genesis before diving into Exodus. And so here we go. In the book of Genesis, God decided to introduce himself to a man named Abram. God had big plans for the world. He desired to bless the world. He wanted to bring the world back to himself. So God does what God seems to often do, and he finds a partner to work with. And this is where Abram comes into the story. God promises Abram that he will be a father of a great nation, that he would be blessed, and that the whole world would be blessed through what God was going to do through him. God promised land to Abram, and that this land would be the center of God's blessing strategy. So Abram follows God, and later God kind of changes his name to Abraham. And so God promises Abraham that his family will one day find themselves in a foreign land facing great challenges. But God promises something. He promises that he would free them and take them to the land he promised Abraham and his family. But first, before any of this can happen, Abraham and his wife have to have a kid, or this whole becoming a great nation thing is just an empty dream. So God makes good on his promises, and Abraham has a son named Isaac, and Isaac has a son named Jacob, and Jacob picks up the nickname along the way from God of Israel. So Jacob is also called Israel. And so Jacob, or Israel, has 12 boys, and now this family is really starting to take off. And one of these boys ended up in Egypt and became kind of a big deal there. His name was Joseph, and he had power, he had position, and he had influence. Joseph invited the rest of his family to join him in Egypt. So they loaded up the entire family and went to live in Egypt. Their family grew and grew in Egypt. They prospered. So when Joseph was dying, he reminded his brothers and extended family that God would one day lead them out of Egypt to the land he promised them. And so then Joseph, this great-grandson of Abraham, who had been so influential in Egypt, died. Here is this expanded family called Israel, also called the Hebrews, and they find themselves in Egypt, away from the land God promised them. What will happen to them now that Joseph has passed away? When will they ever leave Egypt? Will God keep his promise and take them to the land he promised them? How will they end up blessing the world? Thanks to God. Exodus is the continuation of this story and reveals answers to these questions. Exodus is also a book that God can speak to our life through. God can speak through Exodus to us, and he can speak through Exodus to you. Maybe you're feeling like God isn't near, and you wonder if God is even there at all. It could be that you're feeling stuck or chained to something that's draining the life out of you, and you're craving freedom. Perhaps you lack purpose, and you're wondering if God has a plan for you. It may be that you're wondering what God's even like, and if so, what he desires for you and from you. Or maybe you're just looking for guidance in how to live. I believe God can speak to you through Exodus. You know, Exodus has some tough subject matter, and there may be times where we have more questions than answers. But would you join me and many others in this journey? I believe that as we journey through Exodus, we will encounter hope, we will encounter healing, and we will encounter the God who frees and gives purpose. Over the next 13 weeks, we're going to listen to the whole book of Exodus, and a variety of people from the Watermark Faith family will be sharing how God is speaking to them through it. And so the question is, are you ready? Let's follow God through Exodus together. Let's pray. God, we thank you for Scripture. We thank you for revealing yourself to us. Thank you for introducing yourself to us through the Bible. God, would you speak to each and every one of us, no matter what we're going through, no matter what challenges we're facing or highs we're experiencing, that we would hear from you, that we would know that you're reaching out to us and speaking to us. And then, God, give us the courage to follow. So speak to us. Your servants are listening. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great day.